Hello and welcome to the World Transformation Movement's Transformation Affirmation Series. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape and this is Transformation Affirmation 3, Stacey Rogers Transformation. What Stacey will be describing here, and others will be describing throughout this Transformation Affirmation Series, is their particular experience of the exhilaration and wonder of being transformed to a state free of the human condition. To best appreciate this presentation, I would urge you to listen to the podcast of Prue Westbrook's Affirmation, which is Transformation Affirmation 1, or read the written version of this affirmation if you haven't already, because they begin with a very good summary by biologist Jeremy Griffith on how understanding the human condition finally allows the whole human race to be transformed from a horrible human condition-stricken existence to a fabulous life free of all the agony of that state. We also urge you to watch the video of this presentation at some point because it captures more fully this wonder and exhilaration of the transformed state. Also, images are often used to help illustrate what the presenter is saying, and they are obviously best viewed. So here's Stacey's transformation affirmation.
My name is Stacey Roger and I'm 43 years old, and I was given Jeremy Griffith's second book, Beyond the Human Condition, in 1992 when I was 25. And I wasn't looking for anything. I wasn't even too fussed if I read it, and I didn't even know what it was about. But I did read it, and what I read absolutely knocked my socks off. It completely transfixed me. I couldn't believe what I was reading. I just read it and I reread it because there were two huge revelations for me in that book. One was the process of resignation, which explained to me why my life had changed so dramatically. And the second thing, and this one just took my breath away, there's not a word to describe it. Someone was finally telling me about the world of men, and it's that I especially want to talk about. Being 25, I really had totally given up on ever understanding the world of men. I couldn't understand why they would treat me like they did. They weren't at all interested in my inner self. They were only interested in my outer self, and that just felt so wrong to me. So wrong. How could I live with that? As a strong woman, I so wanted to participate in life, but it was actually precisely because of that strength that I just couldn't wear how men were acting. But I knew that I liked men. I had a lot of male friends, and it just never sat right with me that they were bad. I just couldn't get it. It just wasn't right. I just could not understand it. I tried to participate in life time and time again. I'd read women's magazines from cover to cover to try to understand how you do it. Be a sex object, wear the right clothes, get the latest look, wear makeup, etc. But every time I lived out my strength and said what I really thought, especially about the insincerity of men's treatment of women, basically of men being self-centred, totally seemingly unaware and insensitive towards others, and even seemingly unaware and insensitive towards the whole world. Expressing anything like that would just always end up with men sidelining me, freezing me out, and I couldn't understand for the life of me why. When all I was saying was what was completely obvious and absolutely needed saying, as far as I could see anyway. So I used to just leave and just, what bit was I getting wrong? Slowly but surely, I came to the very deep conclusion that I was the problem here, and I was a big problem. I just could do nothing right. I became absolutely crippled with self-doubt. I went from being an incredibly happy, living in the present, participating in all life had to offer girl, to suddenly becoming a girl that was only interested in sport and on a daily mission just to exercise all day, whether it be a run, a swim, a bike ride, whatever. The compulsion to complete these activities just felt totally out of my control. I would put them before everything else and hate myself so deeply for doing that. I couldn't trust my thinking at all, and I doubted all that I did. I just did not want to think anymore, and it felt like the same question going round in my head all day, every day. Am I good or am I bad? And the only thing that kept that at bay was this unbelievably disciplined regime. From the minute I got up, planning when I would do my run, when I would do my swim, how was I going to do it? I was in a state of complete and utter deep confusion. I didn't know what had happened. All I knew was that I was no longer happy. I couldn't understand where I went wrong. I believed the world should be one way, but it wasn't. So I just stopped participating. I became more and more reclusive. But then I read Beyond the Human Condition by Jeremy Griffith, and it was the happiest day of my life, because here I was reading about why this had all happened, why my life had changed so dramatically. I could understand resignation because it had happened to me. Why men had treated me as a sex object, why they were out there backing their ego. It was just so exciting to me that there was a good reason for why men are the way they are. Actually, not just a good reason, but a heroic, most courageous reason. And that the sex object state that women have had to cultivate in themselves has played such an incredibly important supportive role and slots in so purposely to the whole story of life. It has been a truly golden, beautiful role that we have played to support men's job of having to march into hell for a heavenly cause. Men have been so misunderstood by all on this planet, by me, by women, by nature, but it is not our fault. It is the result of the human condition, and we can, thank God, we can understand that now. To understand men today, it has just made so much sense to me that we had to go back to the biggest moment in our species history that Jeremy Griffith has told me about in Beyond the Human Condition, that being the emergence of a fully conscious brain, and see what happened. It had a huge impact on men and women's roles. Men's job was to go out in search of understanding for our conscious thinking self or ego, and women's role as the nurturers was to stay back unknowing or separate or naive of that great battle so that we could preserve as much innocence as we could to nurture the next generation. So we don't have an understanding of that great battle or the fallout of that for men in our bones, and that's through no fault of our own. When men back their ego or their conscious thinking self, that was exactly what was required of them prior to the human condition being solved. They had to keep going even though the world, and women especially, were trying to get them to cave into the world of soul. So I get now why men had to shut me out and shut me down. I was so condemning of them through no fault of mine. To the job that was required of them prior to the human condition being solved. They were 100% right. It has been an absolute hellish existence for men to have to do that, and a hellish existence for women to be a victim of that. But that is the true beauty about this information. The human condition is solved now, and it explains absolutely everything about men and women today and the huge gulf that exists between the sexes. We can now bring understanding to that gulf and the reconciliation that is now possible is to me the most exciting thing on earth. Men and women can truly, truly be together for the first time from a base of understanding. I mean, how good is that? Because what happens, and I know this firsthand, is that when you absorb the fact and the truth about why men are the way they are, you see just how totally unfairly maligned by the whole world they have been for the last 2 million years. And you have so much love and compassion for their courage to carry on despite being totally treated as the villain on earth, when in actual fact they are the true heroes. And it is that love and compassion that tells men that they, thank God, now are finally understood, and that we get it, and their defiance and oppression of women subsides. And that is one way how the world can change overnight. The battle is over, and men can come in from the cold now. They have won their great battle. The hell stops. I just can't tell you how much this information has totally transformed my life. I can't believe my luck that I get to be part of the most magnificent movement on earth, the World Transformation Movement. And it's magnificent because it dignifies and explains every single human that walks the earth. This is all that we have ever, ever wanted. So I have gone from being that preoccupied, troubled, hating myself, totally not understanding of anything about the world, crippled with self-doubt, 25-year-old girl, to being the happiest 43-year-old on earth, because I know the human condition is solved and the world will never be the same again. All I want to do now is think, because I can and I know it's 100% safe to do so. This information is all about thinking. I know that I don't need to dissect my life and work it all out. There is so much pain there. To have had to live undefended and unexplained for 2 million years has come at a horrendous cost for humans. But there is a very, very simple way to live. And I know this is information has explained everything I need to know. Just an overwhelming feeling of never having to worry about whether I'm good or bad ever again. That's a question I never have to ask again because I'm good. We are all good. I can now understand my strength. I can now understand why children are still so alive inside. I can now understand the process of resignation, and I know that it's true because it happened to me. And I can understand the difference between resigned and unresigned humans, and I can understand the gap between children and adults. And the best bit about it is that it's no one's fault, and those differences don't make us bad, they just make us different. Every human that walks the earth has done the most incredible job. We have not one thing to worry about ever again. We are safe as houses. None of this cyclone that has been our lot, pre the human condition being solved, is our fault. The silence, thank God, is truly broken now forever. And children will be the first to know. They will feel it in the air. They don't need the perfect life. They just need to understand life. For the silence to be broken, and that has happened now. We truly are meant to be here. And Jeremy Griffith, on the back of all the science that has gone before him, has solved the human condition. And I can't tell you how unbelievably exciting that is. I know that humanity's future is utterly glorious and I get so happy. All I want to do every day is just dance because it has totally transformed my life. We are all so defended, every single one of us. And I always thought that would never happen. I thought all the problems were totally unsolvable, but I know better. I know better now. I know that the human condition's solved and it's honestly more than the human body could bear. It's so wonderful. As I said earlier, it's all that we have ever wanted. Underneath all our heroic, get on with it, gutsy, keep a happy face, is a deep, deep, deep needing to understand ourselves. And finally, we can. So all I want to do with my life is stand strongly and firmly, upholding the work of the World Transformation Movement, because the full understanding of the human condition that we have at last will transform the world. And I know that's true because it's transformed me and it's transformed my life and I absolutely love it and our future is fabulous.
That was Stacey Roger. You've been listening to Transformation Affirmation 3, which you can read and watch by clicking on the Read Affirmation button on your device or by going to the WTM homepage at www.humancondition.com, where the transformation affirmations can be found alongside the freedom essays. You can watch Jeremy Griffith present the breakthrough redeeming explanation of the human condition in Freedom Essay 3, or read Chapter 1 of Freedom. You can also read much more on the transformation made possible by the explanation of the human condition in Part 3 of Transform Your Life and Save the World, or Chapter 9 of Freedom. And read the reconciling explanation of the fraught yet magnificent relationship between men and women in Freedom Essay 27 and Chapter 8.11b of freedom. And please remember that you can become a WTM member and receive personal access to a current WTM member, which will allow you to discuss any aspect of this life-transforming understanding of human existence. I'm Tim McCartney-Snape. Thanks for listening.